She's walking down the aisle, and mother was very bright. She used to put very soap because it's gentle and mild. And her hands are smooth and lovable from Jergens Lotion Care.
It's the lotion that's preferred
by more women everywhere.
Jergens Lotion and Woodbury Soap present the Luella Parsons Show.
What important star has been secretly married?
What famous entertainer may be on General Eisenhower's staff?
What actress and opera singer cannot locate her husband to divorce him?
You will be given the answers transcribed from Chicago by your Jergens Woodbury reporter, Luella Parsons, motion picture editor of International News Service and the Hearst Papers.
Luella will also bring you an interview with John Wayne.
But first, the Hollywood headlines. Luella Parsons.
A big hello from Chicago, where the weather is very cold, but very stimulating. And now for my first exclusive. Today, Burgess Meredith confirmed to me my exclusive story that he is secretly wed to dancer Kasia Sundstrom. He refused to comment further. Paulette Goddard is ex-wife, and he had never signed that property settlement. And that could be the reason Meredith tried to keep his marriage so secret. Greer Garson's millionaire bridegroom, Buddy Fogelson, very secretly entered the Los Angeles hospital, and his red-haired bride has practically moved there. I'm glad to say it's not another heart attack. Buddy wasn't feeling well, so he went in for a checkup. The Leland Haywards have a date with a star. He's the producer of the fabulous South Pacific, and she's the former Slim Hawk. Picked on most best-dressed list. Leland has three children by Margaret Sullivan, and Slim has a daughter by director Howard Hawks. The attorneys for Elizabeth Taylor and Nikki Hilton are huddling, and the divorce will be ready for filing by Tuesday. It's all a perfectly amicable arrangement, with Elizabeth asking for no money and Nikki giving up all claims to community property. Scotty Beckett, the big-eyed boy who played Al Jolson as a child in the Jolson story, is again a married man. He was married last week in Mexico to Sonny Vickers. Although Scotty is only 22, this is his second marriage. Whispers are fast and furious that Charmin Douglas, daughter of Ambassador Douglas and Princess Margaret's pal, may fly to Australia. The reason, of course, is Peter Lawford, who is still mad about the girl. Charmin, who was in Hollywood for Mark Romanoff's New Year's party, loves our movie town. I'm so happy to say that our Hollywood USO camp shows will be reactivated shortly to provide entertainment for our servicemen. Abe Lausvogel, head of the William Morris Agency, who was in charge of this operation in World War II, will again direct activities. This is a very worthy cause. And the work Abe and the Hollywood actors did in the last war cannot be too highly praised. The real reason Ann Jeffries, the singer, cannot marry Andy Parrocino, wealthy California wine grower, is because she cannot locate her estranged husband to get a divorce. Ann married Major Joseph Robert Serrano in 1945, and he has not been seen for several years. Even the high-priced detective Ann's prospective bridegroom has hired cannot find the missing husband. 27 million Catholics have been asked by Cardinal Spellman to stay away from The Miracle, a motion picture directed by Roberto Rossellini. The Cardinal describes the film as indecent and immoral. I'm very sure 27 million other Americans not in the Catholic Church will agree with his eminence. There seems to me to be no reason for showing a picture as distasteful as this film. The theme is the seduction of an idiotic Italian woman by a stranger she believes to be St. Joseph. This is not only immoral and irreligious, but offensive to all right-thinking people. General Ike Eisenhower is always liked and admired, Arthur Godfrey, and I am reliably informed, although I must give it as a rumor, that Arthur has been offered a job on the general's naval staff. If Godfrey accepts, this means giving up his radio, TV, and all the numerous Godfrey accounts. Well, with Artie's sense of humor and personality, he'd certainly be a big help. Marie Wilson, who has made dumbness pay off, I mean, of course, on the screen and air, is in love again. This time, it's Garwood Vann, orchestra leader, whom she met when she was in Las Vegas getting a divorce from Alan Nixon. Early yesterday morning in Los Angeles, Edna Skelton Berzaghi, ex-wife of comedian Red Skelton, underwent a very serious major operation. Red, who was playing here in Chicago, kept Edna, who still writes all his material, in good spirits by telephoning her his latest gag. Yesterday, I was in Rochester, Minnesota, the town put on the map by the Mayo brothers. It was blanketed with deep snow and looked like a Grandma Moses painting. Interesting that Mrs. Mayo, wife of young Dr. Charles Mayo, is a career woman and is in charge of this network radio station in Rochester. Actor Douglas Kennedy is getting married. Last year, his wife created a mild sensation when she divorced him to marry their next-door neighbor. The new Mrs. Kennedy is a Santa Barbara socialite named Jean Norwood. They'll have a ready-made family of 6 children. He has 4, and Jean has 2. I'm glad I don't have to pay that shoe bill. I wouldn't like to be the first to say so, but rumors in New York are that the newlyweds, Faye Emerson and Skip Henderson, are having their troubles. What, already? The first mama-daughter recording combination is Catherine Grayson and a 2-year-old Patty Cage. Patty will sing Baby It's Cold Outside with her mother. Look out, Crosby kids, you're into some competition. And now for Marvin Miller.
There's a bargain waiting at your favorite cosmetic counter. It's a handy fingertip dispenser, a free gift with every dollar-sized bottle of Jergens lotion you buy. Just press the dispenser, the right amount of smoothing, softening Jergens lotion flows into your palm. It keeps your hands velvety, attractive, goes on in seconds. Get this beauty bargain tomorrow. A dollar bottle of Jergens lotion plus a free dispenser, both only 89 cents plus tax.
It's the perfect for hands, cause you the 7-in-1 of Jergens lotion
drawbland.
Let your hands be smooth and lovable from Jergens lotion
care. It's the lotion that prefers by my will and everywhere.
And here again is Luella Parsons.
A year ago tonight, John Wayne was on this show. He had just jumped from 33rd place to 2nd in box office ratings. Tonight, John, who is our guest again, has even bettered that record. He has won 4 popularity polls, including the 19th annual Motion Picture Herald poll. That means he is the biggest money-making star, and more people have seen him in 1950 than any other actor. Tonight, John, on behalf of the Motion Picture Herald, I'm delighted to present you with the winner's scroll. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Luella, and I'm certainly honored by all this. And I don't mind telling you, I'd feel I was a real big man if this was just based on something.
Now, what kind of a fake modesty is this? John, I don't know any actor who's had a more solid role of hits than you. Red River, Wake of the Red Witch, Fort Apache, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
Yes, I've been very lucky, Luella, but it's for 1950 that I'm getting this flattering scroll. So you just answer one simple question, please. Which of my 1950 pictures did you like best?
Well, let's see. I guess that must have been The Sands of Iwo Jima. And don't tell me you didn't like that, too. After all, it won you an Academy nomination.
Yes, but Iwo Jima came out the last week of 1949.
Oh, of course it did. But that was to make you eligible for Academy consideration.
I was delighted, even if I didn't tote home an Oscar.
Well, maybe you tote home an Oscar for Operation Pacific. I'm told Jack Warner did all right by you in that.
Yes, it opens January 9th, 1951. I'll mention the date. I might sell a few tickets. But go on now, about 1950.
Well, I know you made Jet Pilots, Real Brandy, and The Flying Leatherneck during 1950.
But none of them was released in time to affect this poll.
Oh, I understand. Your popularity was based on 1949 pictures, which makes it even more of an honor.
Well, thank you. And there's one other thing.
That helped you win the poll. What was it?
My ulcer.
That I can't bear. Success has given a big, strong guy like you ulcer.
No, ma'am. Success has taken him away. You see, Luella, when I was back there being number 33 or much less at the box office, I had the biggest crop of ulcers west of the Mississippi, all earned from minding everybody else's business.
I suppose you mean telling the director how to direct and the writer how to write.
Oh, I didn't stop at that kindergarten stuff. I told the extras how to dress, the cameraman how to photograph, and the electricians how to light. I carried things so far that one day walking down a strange Beverly Hills street, I get into an argument with a strange man over the way a strange but beautiful woman was parking her car. He said, "Isn't that just like a woman driver?" And I said, "You'll have to apologize for insulting this lady." And then the lady said, "You leave my husband alone." So I started minding my own business.
Well, John, somewhere along the way, you learned to relax and take people as they are, including yourself. Incidentally, what do you think is the biggest thing you have obtained from your success besides the ulcer cure?
Well, the biggest thing that I've got out of being a so-called star is the friendliness of the public. A character like myself has to go into Oklahoma City, let's say, and you don't know anybody. But all of a sudden, you find you have thousands of friends there. You don't have to go to any parties and break the ice. It's broken for you. And you're wined and you're dined, and the only payoff the public demands is that you smile.
I could point out that you've done much more than smile. Suppose I mention the hard work I know you constantly do with the Motion Picture Alliance in its strong fight against communism.
Well, I feel we can fight communism here if our kids are fighting it all over the world. And I feel like sounding off right now. May I?
I don't know anyone who'd want to stop you, so go ahead and make for the language.
Well, language is exactly what I want to talk about. I think all of us in this country should study the word capitalism. I associate capitalism with freedom, which our country stands for and gives in more abundance than any other land. Therefore, I suggest we give the word its due honor in our minds and allow it its important position in the administration of our government.
Bravo, John. Well spoken. We need men like you in our industry. I'm glad I've had this chance to present this scroll to you.
Well, Luella, when you love the industry in which you work and it's been kind to you and it finally honors you in this manner, you know it has to be my happiest moment. We all know there's a great deal of luck attached to this sort of thing, but you can't hit a home run every time at bat. But I can assure you that as long as they keep putting me in pictures, they'll be getting my best efforts. Good night, Luella.
Good night, John. Happy New Year, and may you win even more scrolls next year. And now here's Marvin Miller again.
Ever notice how rough, sandpapery heels and legs snag your sheer stockings? Take this tip, and your stockings will last longer. Smooth yourself all over with Jergens lotion after every bath. Be satin smooth from hands to heels, thanks to two ingredients in Jergens doctors use to soften skin. And remember, a handy fingertip dispenser is your free gift with every dollar-sized bottle of Jergens, both for 89 cents plus tax.
She uses Jergens lotion. It's so perfect for hands, cause you can get into one of Jergens lotion's all brand. Let your hands be smooth and lovable from Jergens lotion care.
It's the lotion that's preferred
by my will.
And here is last-minute news.
Just heard from Palm Springs, California, that one Paul Neal Lewis was arrested there today. While working for a mail-order house, Lewis stole $82,000 from housewives and sent 50 cents to buy a certain type of kitchen knife. The reason for the popularity of the knife is that Arthur Godfrey offered it as a reward on one of his shows. Goes without saying, Arthur knew nothing of the gentleman's activities. Orchestra leader Tommy Dorsey will be a papa in the spring. His wife is a former Jane New. As soon as his honeymoon is over, Henry Fonda returns to the hospital for another session with his knee. He has postponed his return to Mr. Roberts. Gertrude Lawrence has adopted a 6-year-old French orphan boy. She already has a married daughter. And now Marvin Miller.
A world-famous camera artist photographed the wedding of beautiful New York Deb Diane Farrow and Herbert Miller, Jr. But no camera could capture the loveliness of her glowing Woodbury complexion. Try Woodbury facial soap yourself. See how gently its rich, creamy lather freshens and smooths your skin. For Woodbury soap contains the very same beauty ingredient used in fine face creams for skin smoothing. Even if your complexion's extra sensitive, you'll find Woodbury soap mild enough for you.
This is a well-apartment saying that's all for tonight, but I'll see you next week, when my guests will be our most famous newlyweds, Betty Davis and Gary Merrill. Good night, Dr. Dear.
And this is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for Jergens Lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands and Woodbury Facial Soap for the skin you love to touch.
This transcribed program came to you from Chicago.
This is ABC, the American.